今朝早愿意同弟兄姊妹交通一个好简浅嘅一个嘅题目。
I'd like to share with brothers and sisters a very simple theme or subject matter today.
呢个题目就系属天嘅呼召。
The theme is a holy calling.
属天嘅呼召。
Heavenly calling.
好，请我哋睇两处嘅圣经。第一处喺希伯来书第三章。
Let's turn to two passages from the Bible. The first one is recorded in Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1.
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为是者为大祭司的耶稣。
Verse 1, therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession.
然后第二处圣经在彼得后书第一章。
And then let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第二章。就彼得后书第一章 sorry.
2 Peter chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和虔敬的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己的荣耀和美德召我们的主。
Verse 3 reads, Seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness, through it the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence.
好，我圣经就读咁多吓。
We'll end our Bible reading here for now.
请我们再一次低头祈祷。
Let's once again bow our heads in prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
我们早上来到你的面前。
We will come before your presence this morning.
让我们打开你的话来读。
That we're able to open up your words and to read it.
主啊，但愿你自己用你的圣灵来引导我们。
We ask that your Holy Spirit will lead us.
主啊，让你的话语真的发出亮光。
That your words will be illuminated for us.
叫听见的人可以得着通达。
So that all who are able to hear will be moved.
我们再将这段时间恭敬的放在你的手中。
We commit the rest of this time completely into your hands.
求主分别为圣。
And we ask that you would bless it.
用这段时间向我们讲说话。
And that you'll use it to speak to us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.首先我们读的那两节的圣经。
In the two passages that we read just now.
首先希伯来书。
First in Hebrews.
在那里讲给我们听我们的身份。
It tells us of our position.
和神在我们身上要达成的一个的他的意思。
And the intent that God has for each one of us.
知道吗弟兄姊妹在神的眼中。
In God's eyes,
我们是圣洁的。
We are saints. We are holy.
是。圣经就用 holy 这个字。
The Bible uses the word holy to describe us.
我们知道我们自己是什么人。
Now we know what type of people we are.
但今天成为了圣洁 holy.
But today we have become holy.
是因着神用那个属天的呼召来聚集我们。
And the reason why we are become holy is because he has captured us with that heavenly calling.
Yeah, 是他来到放将我们放在这个圣洁的地位的上。
And it is he who has placed us in this position of holiness.
咁然后彼得后书呢
In 2 Peter,
一章三节头先我们读的。
Chapter 1, verse 3, what we just finished reading.
就告诉我们听这个这样的呼召。
It tells us that this particular calling.
是有根据的。
That there's a basis for it.
根据什么呢?
But what's the basis?
根据他的荣耀和他的美德来造成。
He called us by his own glory and excellence.
所以不是我们懂得做什么也不是因着我们曾经做过什么。
So it's not that we know of what to do, nor does it depend upon what we have already done.
全是恩典。
All of it is by grace.
全是靠着祂的作为。
All of it is by His works.
那除非我哋唔认识呢一个恩典。
Now, unless we don't know this grace at all,
否则嘅话咧，我哋一定会嚟感谢佢。
We should, then come and give thanks to him.
除非我哋唔知道呢一个神咁样嘅作为。
Unless we are totally ignorant of what God has done for us,
我哋一定唔会唔嚟到佢嘅面前下拜。
We would come before God to bow down and worship.
因此在蒙恩得救的人的身上面,
and so for those of us who have been blessed by His grace,
因着这个呼召的恩典, 我们有一个任务。
So because of this, the grace of His calling, we have a hope.
任务, duty.
We have a duty.
这个任务就是说要来到佢嘅面前，嚟到一面感謝佢，一面我哋要作神要我哋作嘅。
The duty that we have is twofold. On the one hand, it prompts us to come before Him to offer up our thanksgiving. On the second hand, that we need to serve Him.
換句話嚟講咧
，In other words,
我哋今日要去满足神嘅心意。
Our goal is to satisfy the heart of our God.
头先我哋唱嗰首诗歌话住在主耶稣嘅里边。
The hymn that we sang earlier says to abide in Him.
住在主里边有咩意思呢
？What does it mean to abide in our Lord？
就系话你从今以后你嘅生活，你嘅一切。都是根据主耶稣。
It means that from this moment on, everything about your life, everything about your pursuit is after Christ.
因此在彼得后书那里会跟我们说话，这个生命和敬虔的事。
So that's why it tells us that this is, as it says in 2 Peter, this is pertaining to life and godliness.
这个敬虔就是像神咁样嘅意思。
This godliness means that is after the image or in the image of God。
咁敬虔嘅生活，我哋就系过一啲好似主过嘅生活一样。
And to live a godly life means that we are living a life that is like the life that Christ lived。
好就系先嗰两节嘅圣经。
So in the two passages that we read,
雖然記載喺兩本唔同嘅書卷裏面
even though it's recorded in two separate books,
但係中心點係一樣嘅
but it is the same focus.
其實嗰本聖經好似咁厚，講咁多嘅嘢
So the Bible is thick, is a thick book, and there are many things that it talks about.
但係我哋都知道咧，裏邊只係講一件事先
But in reality, all of the Bible focuses on one theme.
呢件事就係讲到神嘅儿子耶稣基督
，and that theme is focused on Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
佢系点样嚟救我哋
？How he came to save us.
神嘅心意系点样样喺嗰啲得信主耶稣嘅人嘅身上面
？And what God's heart intent is for those who have been saved and have believed upon the Lord.
同埋佢整个嘅计划
，and about God's plan.
咁所以我哋读嘅时候
，so when we read the Bible,
我哋就晓得啊，神原来神你系咁样做嘢嘅，或者你嘅计划系咁样样嘅。
We will come to know how God works, and we will come to know what His plan is.
咁既然神今日话俾我哋听，我哋要过一个好似主耶稣一样咁样嘅生活嘅话。
And so since God's word tell us that we are to live a life that is like the life that our Lord led.
咁我哋系咪今日就要向着呢个方向嚟走呢
？Then shouldn't we gear our life towards that direction？
圣经又话主耶稣喺地上面嘅时候，佢为神嘅使者。
The Bible tells us that when the Lord was on this earth, He was focused on God's business.
系神嘅使者，系个 messenger 就。
That He was God's messenger.
Yeah. 咩意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是说当他在地上的时候他是神的代表。
It meant that when he was walking on earth, Jesus Christ was the representative of God.
当他升天之后，成为那个大祭司。
When he ascended to the heavens, he became the great high priest.
他是那位服侍神的人。
And he is the one who covers those who serve him.
是服侍神的人。
For he becomes those who serve God.
Yeah, 是将人和神那个距离拉近的那一个。
He is the one who brings us, draws us closer to God.
因此我们读四福音，我们读主自己的生平。
When we read the four Gospels, when we read through the life of Christ,
他的所行所作就是那个见证，也就是我们今天所行要行要作的。
All that he was and all that he did was as a representative, representation of God. And so that is also our duty today.
从他的身上面，我们可以见到神的自己。
From Jesus Christ's life, we can actually see God.
从他的身上面，我们看到神的作为。
From his life, we can actually see the work of God.
因此我们的主是那个好一个的榜样。
So he was our example.
一个见证人。
He was the witness.
Yeah. 所以如果我们说我们要活做一个敬虔的，有一个敬虔的生活，主耶稣他那个的生平，那个生活就是我们的榜样。
So if we are to live a godly life, then we must follow after this example that is shown to us in our Lord's life.
这个是神所喜悦的。
Now this would please God.
不过弟兄姊妹，我们一定要从第一步开始。
But we need to start from the very beginning.
你要是进入到去这个门内。
You have to enter through the threshold.
Yeah. 如果不是的话，所讲的这些一切跟你是毫无关系。
If you don't take a step in, none of the things that we've talked about would mean anything to you.
意思就是说你接受主耶稣做你的救主。
That means first and foremost, we have to have accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior.
然后以后这些才可以有路。
Then a path is laid out before us from that point.
我们刚才读过两节的经文。
In the two passages that we read earlier,
第一处讲到说同蒙天召的弟兄。
The first verse tells us that holy brethren who are partakers of this heavenly calling,
何谓同蒙天召呢？
What does it mean, partakers of the heavenly calling?
这个天召的意思，
the meaning of the heavenly calling,
就是神从上边去呼召我们，
means that God is calling out to us from the heavenlies.
神呼召我们，
He called out to us.
因此这个不是在报纸上面的新闻那些的消息。
So it's not news that splashed onto from a newspaper.
亦都唔系电视上嚟嘅嗰啲嘅信息。
It's not the headlines that we read or that we see from our television.
呢个呼召系从神嗰度嚟。
This calling stems from God.
而呢个呼召唔单止系话俾我哋一啲嘅知识。
And this calling not only is to give us some knowledge.
系俾我哋一个救恩。
But it is to give us a salvation.
从此我们有不同的路。
Because from that moment on, we are to walk a separate type of path.
这个呼召也都是给我们一个不同的身份。
And that calling also gives us a new position in life.
从前是罪人的身份。
Previously, we were sinners.
同神是隔绝的。
That there was a separation from God.
但是现在这个呼召是一个。
But now, because of this heavenly calling,
你接受，你成为了一个跟随主的人。
Since you have accepted or answered this calling, you have now gained and have become a person of God, a follower of God.
记得我们的主在加利利海边行走的时候。
If you recall when Jesus was living in, on earth at the Sea of Galilee,
他当时见到彼得和安德烈。
He first saw Peter and Andrew.
咁主耶稣就呼召他们说你们来跟从我。
And he called out to the brothers and said, come follow me.
咁他们怎么样呢？即刻 放低咗佢哋嘅网，因为佢哋嗰时系打鱼嘅，放低佢嘅网就跟从咗耶稣。
Now the two brothers were fishermen, and at that time they were fishing, and so at that time they were fishermen, so they left their nets behind and followed after the Lord.
咁然后系冇几耐，主又呼召雅各同埋约翰。
And then not long thereafter, records for us that Jesus called out to John and James.
咁呢两个人咧，亦都立刻放低佢嘅船，同埋离别佢嘅父亲，跟随咗耶稣。
And immediately, this set of brothers left behind their boat and their father and followed after Jesus.
圣经就说从此这些门徒就与耶稣同住。
And the Bible then records for us to say that from that moment on, these disciples live with Christ.
同住的意思就是说与同埋主耶稣一起的生活。
Live meant that they share the same type of life from that moment on.
本来他们是打鱼的。
Now initially they were fishermen.
他们过的是一个渔夫的生活。
They lived the life of a fisherman.
但如今呢，跟随了耶稣。
But now they became followers of Jesus.
同主耶稣一起生活。
And they lived together with Jesus.
那他们过的日子是什么呢？
So then, what about those days that from that moment on?
即系佢就过一啲同主耶稣相同嘅咁样嘅生活。
They lived a life that was the same as Jesus Christ's life.
所以当主耶稣喺度呼召佢哋嘅时候
，So when Jesus called to them，
佢哋又跟随主耶稣
，And they were willing to follow after Jesus。
从此佢哋嘅生活就唔一样。
From that moment on， their lives changed。
点样嘅唔一样呢？
How different was it?
以前是根据他自己来生活。
Previously, they lived for themselves.
如今是根据主耶稣。
But now, they follow Jesus.
等于会当神呼召我们的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when God called out to us.
或者说神的拯救临到我们的时候。
Or to put it another way, when God's salvation came upon us.
我们说愿意信耶稣。
We made the decision to be willing to believe in Jesus.
我们说我们要起来跟随耶稣。
And so we say then that we need to arise, get up, and follow after him.
照着神的话，那我们的生活，我们的动态，应该是有分别的。
Based on the word of God, if that was the case, then our life and the attitude that we have towards this life that we live should have had a change.
我们从前是根据我的喜好，我自己的习惯来生活。
Previously, I lived based on my own tendencies and my own preferences.
但如今，我们就要活出一个与基督相称的这样的生活。
But now, we are to live a life that is similar to the life that Jesus Christ lived out.
因为这个呼召，或者用圣经的话，这个天召。
And so because of this calling, or in the words, in the word of the Bible, this heavenly calling,
是神那个的呼召,
was God's calling.
而这个呼召给我们一个的职责,
and this calling gives us a
vocation.
brings about a change.
这个改变叫做天职。
And this change is a heavenly vision. Is with a heavenly vision. I'm sorry, heavenly vocation.
一个咁样嘅。嗱，我举一个例。
Let me give you an example.
如果你俾人请去银行嗰度做工。
Now, if you were given the opportunity to work in a bank.
咁你做嘅工作系咩啊？
Then what type of work would you be doing?
当然是财务的工作啦，是吗？
Of course, then you would be doing with money.
咁如果你俾人请入医院里边做呢？
Now if you were asked to work in a hospital,
咁你就要做医疗的工作啦，是吗？
You would be tending to healthcare or medicine.
如果你俾人请入去厨房里边做嘢呢？
If you were to be brought in to work in a restaurant kitchen.
咁你就係做飲食嘅工作。
Then you would be in the business, a restaurant business.
唔使解釋啊，係嘛？
That's just the way it is, and without need for further explanation, right?
如果今日係你係作為學生嘅一個咁樣嘅身份。
If you are right now today a student.
咁你當然係要翻學做功課上堂。
Of course, it requires for you to attend school to do the homework, to study.
如果你做第二樣嘢，淨係去遊山玩水，咁呢個係唔對啦。
If you were a student and yet you just went and did whatever you wanted to do, then that wouldn't be right.
如果你係家庭主婦嘅身份嘅話
，If you are the head of the household.
Housewife.
I'm sorry.If you were a housewife,
咁你當然係打掃屋企啦，帶細蚊仔啊咁樣啦，係嘛
？You have a responsibility of taking care of the home. You have a responsibility of taking care of the raising the children.
嗱，如果你成日都周街去看門子，咁呢個就係有問題啦。Just go.
But if you didn't tend to those particular responsibilities, then you would not be fulfilling. That would not be right.
Yeah. So, 弟兄姊妹，同蒙天召嘅弟兄。
So, holy brethren, partakers of this heavenly calling.
就係話，我哋呢啲蒙恩得救嘅弟兄姊妹，我哋有一個嘅生活嘅態度，同埋我哋應該作嘅事情。
We who have been given the grace of salvation, we actually now have a calling to have a particular type of attitude and to live out our lives in a particular way.
要做嘅就係話做蒙恩得救之後嘅神嘅工作。
And what we need to do is to do the work that is consistent with those who have already been granted the grace of salvation.
我哋感謝主，我哋本來呢啲唔識嘅。
We thank the Lord because initially this was all foreign to us.
但因為佢自己嘅呼召嘅緣故。
But because of His own personal calling to each one of us.
因為我哋嘅靈係打開釋放喺度。
Our spirit was freed.
叫我哋睇見呢個係神要我哋作嘅，因此我哋就跟上去。
And then it allowed us to see that this is what God intends for us to do.And so, therefore, we do follow and do it.
弟兄姊妹，我哋读旧约创世记嘅时候
，When we come to Old Testament and Genesis，
我哋记得荣耀嘅神向亚伯拉罕显现。
When the glorious God revealed Himself to the person of Abraham，
嗱，我哋知道呢个所谓显现就系我哋今日讲嘅嗰个呼召。
In the Old Testament time, that revealing coming forth and showing to an individual is the same as what we have in the New Testament of this heavenly calling.
Now, 呢个呼召有一个内容喺嗰度。
Now, there is a substance to that particular.
或者话有一个要求喺嗰度。
Or you could say that there is a request or requirement that is made with that calling.
呢个要求对亚伯兰嚟讲系乜嘢呢
？Now, to Abram, what was the requirement?
个要求就系话你要离开本地本族同埋父家。
It was for him to leave his home, his family, and his land and his tribe.
Yeah. 就往我要指示你嘅地方去。
And to go where I tell you to go.
嗱，我哋读圣经嘅时候，我哋知道亚伯拉罕咧，佢对呢个呼召冇怀疑，亦都冇拒绝。
And we know from the reading of the Bible, in the Bible that Abraham did not have any doubts and did not question this particular command.
圣经就记载话，佢就跟上去了。
Instead, the Bible says that he followed. He went forth as the Lord has dictated.
跟上去神嘅心意。
And he was able to then enter into the heart of God.
佢就去到呢个迦南地。
And so he was able to go to Canaan.
喺住喺帐篷嘅里边。
And to be a tent dweller.
过一个咁样嘅生活，因为呢个系神要嘅。
And to live as a sojourner, a tent dweller, because that was the life that God intended for him to have.
我们知道后来的结果呢?
So we know the results.
就是神继续祝福他。
The result was that God continued to bless him.
地上的万族都因他得福。
And all of man was blessed because of him.
信心是由这里开始的。 圣经说,亚伯拉罕因着信的缘故就遵命了出去。
And so and others became he became a blessing to others. And so but it started with that one point that Abraham went forth as the Lord had spoken to him.
Because of faith.
Because of his faith.
Yeah,
because of his faith, he went forth.
Yeah.
Now we are also studying Acts in our small groups.
彼得,
God also revealed himself to Peter. And God allowed him to see a vision.
那个异象呢,就是说有很多的四脚的走兽和昆虫和飞鸟降落在他面前。神说,你起来,劏了他们吃。
And so the vision that Peter had was of four-legged creatures and who came down from the heavenlies, things that were unclean, but yet God in the vision told him to kill them and be able to eat them.
开始的时候,彼得是不肯做的。
Initially, Peter was unwilling to follow through.
因为他们的传统说,这些是不洁净的食物。
Because by tradition, these were all creatures that were deemed unclean. And so they could not, the Jews were not able to eat of them.
但神告诉他们,
but God told them,
他说神所洁净的,
He says that God has cleansed us and you cannot consider it to be unclean food.
神向彼得这个显现,
so when God revealed himself to Peter in this way, it was a calling.
在这个呼召的里面,
and along with that calling, there was a requirement that is set for Peter.
就是要将他的传统、他的旧的观念或者他的偏见放低。
It required for Peter to set aside all that he has gathered throughout his entire life, all of his teaching, all the traditions, all the cultural beliefs that he had previously had.
放低这些东西,
and he needed to set aside those things and instead now was to pick himself up and follow after God.
实在神要他将,
because God intended for him to leave behind his Jewish traditions and to be able to go forth and to bring the gospel to the Gentiles.
结果他听话了,
and so ultimately, he obeyed.
福音就传到外邦,
and the gospel was able to be preached.
所以弟兄姊妹,这个呼召,
so this is a calling.
这个天召,
this was a heavenly calling.
当然是说,我们重生得救,
so yes, we have been saved.
但是我们在我们那个属灵的
But in terms of our spiritual path, in terms of our spiritual walk, God continues to call out to us with His calling. And that is to put aside our old self and to follow after Jesus Christ. To live out a life that was like God, God-like.
弟兄姊妹,你千万不要想好像有些人这样的想法,这个天照不是对我的,是他那些全时间服侍的人,神有这样的呼召。Brothers
and sisters, don't mistaken this heavenly calling to be just a calling for those who are going into the ministry of the word. This is a general calling.
係對每一個信主嘅人嘅呼召。
It is given for each and every person who comes to believe in the Lord.
都要我哋作為一個見證人。
Each one of us are to be a witness.
讓別人喺你身上邊見到主耶穌。
So that anyone else is able to see Christ in you.
亦都讓你喺別人嘅身上面見到主耶穌。
And is so that you can also you are also be able to see Jesus Christ in others.
無安德烈啦，我唔知道弟兄姊妹，你知唔知道佢嘅生平？
I wonder if brothers and sisters are familiar with Andrew Murray.
我名就聽到好多，係咪？
Perhaps we've heard the name.
佢信息又聽咗好多。
And perhaps we've even heard his messages.
我最近睇咧佢一本嘅自傳啊。
Recently, I read a book about him.
咁人哋寫佢嘅時候。
And so it was a biography about him.
佢話佢係一個非常謙卑嘅人。
And it described Andrew Murray as being a very humble individual.
雖然佢好有名。
Even though he was renowned,
但
佢
希佢咧係希望別人認識佢只係一名嘅基督徒。
But the only title that he wanted others to see him as was a Christian.
唔係啲咩大人物，又唔係咩大報道家。
Not that he was some great evangelist, not that he was some great individual with a big title.
單單係一個跟隨耶穌基督嘅人。
But merely as an individual who was a follower of Christ.
佢有個咁嘅習慣。
He has this habit.
就係對於佢所遇見嘅人。
Whenever he encountered anyone,
佢話佢都喺度監察一下呢個人嘅裏邊究竟有冇基督徒嘅品格。
He wanted to detect to see if there were characteristics of Jesus Christ in the person whom he was encountering.
同人傾偈嘅時候，
so when he spoke with someone,
佢總係咧睇住人嗰個嘅表情。
He looked at the various expressions from that person.
睇下佢真係有冇基督嘅生命流露出嚟。
To see if he can detect the life of Christ flowing out from that individual.
或者注視呢個人佢嘅生活佢嘅見證究竟係咪有基督嘅見證喺裏邊。
To see whether the testimony that individual was giving out, living out, was the very testimony of Jesus Christ.
今日神喺我哋嘅身上邊。
So today in our lives,
亦都係同樣嘅咁樣嚟。
God is also inspecting us in the same way.
喺我哋呢啲叫做基督徒嘅人嘅身上边。
For those of us who are called Christians in our lives,
究竟有冇基督嘅气味喺你身上
？Do we really have the scent of Jesus Christ come forth from our lives?
我哋都嚟聚会，我哋都识祷告，我哋都读圣经。
We all come to gather to, and assemble together. We all know how to pray. We all read the Bible.
但係係咪單係喺星期日呢段嘅時間？
But are all those activities, so to speak, restricted to just for Sundays only?
咁禮拜一到禮拜六嘅時間係點樣樣嘅呢？
What about Monday through Saturday? What are our lives like then?
弟兄姊妹，让我哋一齐喺神面前嚟思想一下。
So let's all come together and consider this.
你系一个被神呼召出嚟嘅人。
You are someone who has already been called out by God.
你系同蒙天召嘅人。
You are the one who has been given this heavenly calling, partakers of this heavenly calling.
但系我哋个生活，我哋呢个人有冇系好似真系从天系天召？咁樣嘅一個樣式呢？
But is the life that we live consistent with the image of someone who is the partaker of this heavenly calling?
我哋讀羅馬書嘅時候，
When we read Romans,
都好清楚嘅知道神喺呢一啲被拯救出過嚟嘅人嘅身上面有一個嘅旨意。
It's very clear to us that God has one requirement of those who have been called out.
就是愿意我们都被无成神儿子的形象。
And that is that we would all be molded into the image of the Son.
我们也都愿意接受这个的神的旨意。
And yes, we do want to accept this direction from God.
但是问题就是说在我们的生活的里面在我们的操作的里头究竟有没有实实际际这样进到去这个生活的里头呢？
But the issue really is in terms of our day-to-day practical living, have we entered into the reality of being molded into His Son?
在神的儿子的里面
In God's Son,
那里是没有重担的。
There is no heavy, there's no burden, heavy burden to be carried.
是没有虚妄的。
There is no empty hope or empty desire.
虚妄就彼得前书那里讲这些二章。里头没有恶毒，没有诡计。
There's no malice or deceit.
但是在我们的里面呢?
But what about us, within us?
我们有没有?
Do we have those things?
我们有没有担子?
Do we have
重担?
Burdens that we're carrying?
我们有没有诡诈?
Do we have hypocrisy?
有没有假善?
Do we have guile?
Yeah. 有没有嫉妒?
Do we have malice?
Jealousy? 主给过我们的是一个完美的一个生活
what,
一个生命。
What the Lord has granted to us is actually a very beautiful and complete life.
因此我们的生活也都是一样的是应该是完美的。
So the life that we live day to day should reflect that beautiful and complete life.
这个神要我们做的。
And that is the life that He wants us to live out.
但这个在我们的里头我们就需要将这一些的不是将这些我们刚才说的这些垃圾就要拿走。
But in order to do so, then we need to rid ourselves of those filthy characteristics that we had listed out.
所以一面这个生命是神给我们的是完美的，但一面我们却要脱离一些的难处。
So on the one hand, we have this beautiful and complete life that God has already granted to us. But on the other hand, we also have to dispose of these other filthy aspects or characteristics of our own life.
当我们说我们愿意活在祂的面前,
if we make that confession that we want to live before His presence,
我们愿意是活出基督的生命,
that we want to live out the life of Christ in us,
于是很多的属于我们里面属于我们这个人的很多的垃圾呢就要清除。
It necessarily means that we have to rid ourselves of all those other filthy aspects, characteristics that we have had.
首先我们这个心智是要改变。
First and foremost, our heart needs to change.
如果你还是坚持的保留着我啊，我要这样。我喜欢这样。
If you stubbornly insist on your old ways of doing things,
我要告诉你，基督的生命，基督那一个，要活出基督的生活的那一个，那件事情，就没法子在你的身上面显出来。
Then there is absolutely no way for that desire to live out Jesus Christ's life to be realized.
所以弟兄姊妹，我哋都要有几个功课，我哋要学习。
So there are several lessons that we need to learn.
就系话要我哋嘅心智嚟到改变。
We need to change our heart.
如果我哋呢个心智唔改变，
if we don't change that way,
如果我哋仍然系坚持我哋以往嘅，
if we continue to be insistent on our old ways,
呢个基督嘅生属基督或者话系像基督嘅呢个生命生活就冇法子又显现出
嚟。And there's no way for a life that is like Christ to be lived out.
当我们的主耶稣在地上的时候，
when our Lord was on this earth,
他道成肉身在地上面33年半。
He descended upon this earth, took on the form of flesh for 33 years.
他虽然在地上面，
and even though he was on this earth,
他却是活在天上面。
He was still living a heavenly life.
人在地上面，
men are here.
他这个人，主耶稣在地上面。
When, as a man, he lived on earth.
他是将天带到来地上面。
But what he was able to do was to bring heaven to earth.
弟兄姊妹，不知道你记不记得当主耶稣十二岁的时候呢？
Do you recall the incidents of when Jesus was 12?
他们那次和父母上去耶路撒冷过逾越节。
He along with his family, went into Jerusalem.
过逾越节
for Passover.
当佢守完节之后翻屋企
，after the Passover was finished，
喺翻到屋企嘅途中，佢父母竟然唔见咗佢。
They began their journey home, but in the middle of the journey, his earthly parents found that Jesus was not with them.
于是佢哋非常嘅担心。
And as such, they were concerned.
周围佢揾佢。
And so they were anxiously looking for him everywhere.
圣经话三日之后，佢哋父母翻到去耶路撒冷。
And the Bible records for us that 3 days later, the earthly parents retraced their steps back to Jerusalem.
发现嘅咧，耶稣仲喺圣殿嘅里边。
And they found Jesus there at the temple.
佢父母又问佢话：，哎呀，你点解唔跟我哋翻去啊？令我哋好担心啊。
And his parents asked him, "Why have you worried us so? Why have you not returned?" With us.
咁耶稣就回答佢哋话：点解要揾我啊
？And Jesus' reply was, "Why is it that you're looking for me?"
佢话：岂唔知道我应当以我嘅父嘅事为念啊
？Did you not know that I needed to be in my father's house?
咁弟兄姊妹，你有冇留意
？Brothers and sisters, do you see?
喺主耶稣嘅心嘅里边
，in the heart of Jesus.
唔係話特登唔講俾父母聽，令佢哋擔心。
He did not intentionally stay behind to bring anxiety to his parents。
亦都冇話哦，因為我想求學問啊嘛，又想多啲嘅知識，咁我哋留喺呢度再交通咯，或者再學習咯。
It wasn't for the sake of acquiring more knowledge, so therefore he stayed behind and he asked more questions or he fellowship or conversed more withthose who are in the temple.
或者话为我自己嘅福利啊，为我自己嘅将来嚟到打算。
It wasn't because he was looking forward to what it was more beneficial to him in terms of his entire life on earth. So therefore, he did what he did.
所以喺佢嘅心里边
，in Jesus's heart,
只有一件。
There was only one thing that predominated.
就系父嘅事情。
That was.His father's business.
佢冇其他嘅杂念。
There was nothing else that was in his heart.
佢只有父嘅事喺佢里边成为咗好重嘅一个嘅分量。
The only portion that weighed heavily in his heart was his father's business.
所以弟兄姊妹
，His heavenly father's business.
我哋嘅主系我哋一个好嘅榜样。
So our Lord Jesus Christ is an excellent example for us.
如果我哋话我哋要活出基督嘅样式
，If we want to live out the life of Christ,
呢件事系首要。
This is the foremost.
又话喺你心里边，你今日有乜嘢呢
？And that is what occupies your heart today.
喺我哋中间有弟兄姊妹信主冇几耐。
There are some brothers and sisters here who have accepted the Lord recently.
当然亦都有啲人信主多过十二年、二十年、三十年。
But of course, there are many also seated here who have accepted the Lord more than 12 years, 20 years, 30 years.
在你的心里面,
the question is, in your heart,
你是以什么为念呢?
What predominates?
这么多年来,
what occupies your heart throughout all these years?
你是不是以父的事为念呢?
Have you continued to focus on God and His business?
我是为我的事为念?
Or have we been focused on 那么, ourselves and our own business?
那么我先, 然后得闲了, 没什么事了, 然后就父的事, 是不是这样呢?
Is our reality such that we are concerned first and foremost with me and my things, and then if with the possibility of having extra time or free time, then I'll be more concerned about God's things.
我先以父的事为念,其他也是我的事。
Or is it the reverse, where we are really concerned with God's things, and then as an aside, then we are also concerned about our own things?
我星期五查经的时候呢,
on Friday evening, when we were studying the Bible,
有弟兄就提出来,
a brother raised this point.
究竟我应该怎样处理这件事情啊?
And he asked, how should I take care of this?
我因为我喜欢看打球的。
He says, I love sports. I love to watch sports.
那么我是应该去看球啊? 还是亲近神呢?
So if I have a conflict where I can either choose to watch the sporting event or I can spend some time in the Word of God.
哇,这个很大的挣扎在这里。
What should I do? Because it's a big struggle.
良心里面,知识里面知道,我不可以不亲近神。
In terms of our conscience, we know, oh, we should really draw near to God.
但是心里面又真的很喜欢这个体育,打球,因为看完就没有了嘛。
Because, but at the same time, my heart is pulling me towards watching my favorite team in that particular event because that's a once in a life, never to be repeated event.
除非你录低了,
of course, you can always you can record it, TiVo it.
我们不是很多时候有这样的挣扎?
But realistically, we oftentimes, do we not oftentimes have this type of struggle?
其实不应该有的,
in actuality, no, we shouldn't.
因为我们的主好像我们的主一样,
because we should be like Christ.
以父的事为念,
that we should deem what is important as what is my Father's, my Heavenly Father's business.
意思不是说,那你不准看球,
it's not that, oh, there's a restriction, I can't watch sporting events anymore.
不是,
no.
而是你将那个次序放在哪里?
But the question is, where is your priority?
我们以父的事为念,
we need to be concerned about our Heavenly Father's business.
这个是首要的,
this is first and foremost.
虽然我们的身体很重要,
even though our physical needs are also important,
虽然我的家庭,我的BB很重要,
even though our family is important, my infant child is important,
我的事业很重要,
even though my career is important,
如果我们将这些放在主的上面,
but if all these, any of these things, we have placed above the above Jesus Christ in priority, then for sure problems will arise.
主是我们的一个好的榜样,
our Lord is our excellent example.
我们要活出基督徒的样式,
we are to live out the image of a Christian.
或者说我们要活出主基督,
we are to, in other words, we are to live out Christ.
次序一定要摆得正确,
the priority in our lives must be appropriately placed.
我们的主, 祂是属天的,
our Lord is of the heavens.
祂是将属天的气氛带到祂地上来,
and He has brought forth the heavenly calling to us.
所以当祂在地上的时候,
so when He was on earth,
那些犹太人, 他的邻舍,
His neighbors, the Jewish community,
啊, 都很稀奇,
were all amazed.
哇！呢、这个耶稣喺我哋中间，只不过系一个喺我哋中间长大嘅。
They said, "This is Jesus. He grew up in our neighborhood."
啊，佢父母嗰啲兄弟姊妹，我哋都识噶。
We know his parents. We know his siblings.
佢只不过系一个木匠嘅儿子啫嘛。
He is the son of a carpenter.
又冇咩学咩嘅高级嘅学历。
He did not have any particular training.
啊，只不过系一个好平凡嘅一个青年。
He was a very commonplace youngster.
但佢哋稀奇。
And so they were amazed.
啊，呢个耶稣能够将属天嘅权柄嚟显出嚟。
That this individual whom they have seen and witnessed, or was able to bring forth the authority from heaven.
啊，喺边度嚟嘅力量啊
？Where did he get this ability？
啊，而且主耶稣嘅话叫法利赛人同埋文士都哑口无言。
And also because the words of our Lord was able to catch the Pharisees, the scribes, in awe.
呢个系我哋嘅主啊。
But this is our Lord.
我认识一个人。
I know of an individual.
佢呢呢个人时时都俾人请去食饭。
This individual is constantly being asked to to go here, to go there as for dinner.
无论咩场合咧，几乎佢都有份。
Doesn't matter about the event. This individual is always part of the guest list.
我觉得奇怪，咩缘故啊
？And I had thought, wonder why that is.
啊，我就都想学下喎，我都想人哋请我食饭啊。
I said I should learn from him because I want to be a guest at other at events.
咁後來我就發覺到啊，點解咁受歡迎呢
？Later on, I found out why it was that this individual was welcomed by so many people.
啊，因為佢呢個人有呢個長處。
Because he has a gift.
啊，佢每去到邊一度咧，將都會將啲好嘅氣氛帶入去。
He brings a
good atmosphere.
He brings a certain atmosphere to wherever it is that he happens to be.
又識得講説話。
He has the gift of gab.
咁啊，佢所講嘅都娛樂性好強，好高嘅。
And it's very entertaining.
咁喺佢喺度咧，就真係冇乜冷場嘅。
And so if he's there, there's not too many down moments.
Yeah. 咁啊，其實呢啲嘢咧，所以我雖然睇到，但係我學唔到。
So you can observe. For me, I can observe it.But it's not a trait that I can learn.
因為我又冇口才。
Because I don't have the gift of gab.
又唔識得講説話。
I don't know how to delight others with my speech.
咁啊，所以呢個係一個生命嘅問題啊。
So this has to do with the life.
喺佢裏邊有咁樣嘅德行，我冇。
Because that life is really alive in him, but I don't have that type of attribute.
啊，所以我覺得啊，佢俾人請去都係應該嘅。
So I said, yeah, I guess it's right that he would be a guest so frequently.
翻翻嚟講我哋嘅被呼召。
But when we come back to talking about our calling,
第二處嘅聖經係話佢係用佢嘅榮耀同埋美德嚟召我哋嘅。
That he calls us.
With his glory
and his excellence.
意思即係話，當佢呼召我哋嘅時候
，In other words, when he calls us,
係有根據嘅。
He calls us with a basis.
個根據係佢自己嘅榮耀，佢自己嘅美德。
And the basis or foundations of that calling is his own glory and his own excellence.
所以喺佢嘅呼召嘅裏頭。
So in his calling,
同時亦都將佢嘅榮耀同埋美德嚟賞賜俾我哋。
He grants to us at the same time his own glory and his own excellence.
以至到我哋今日能夠活出佢嘅榮耀同埋美德。
It is so that we should be able to live out his glory and his excellence.
所以弟兄姊妹，唔係我哋做啲乜嘢先至可以 彰顯到神呢個嘅榮耀同埋美德。
So it's not a matter of what we can do to manufacture God's glory and God's the Lord's glory or the Lord's excellence.
呢個完全係因為佢嘅呼召係嗰個天召所帶落嚟俾我哋嘅呢個咁樣嘅恩典。
But it is strictly a result of His calling, which is from the heavenly, to grant to us the ability to bring out His glory and His excellence.
当我们今天越亲近祂的时候,
and as we draw ever nearer to Him,
我们就对祂有越多的认识,
then we come to know Him more.
越多认识祂,
and the more we know of Him,
我们就会越能够活出祂的自己,
the more we are able to live out Himself. I hope that this is all of our heart, to pursue after this, to learn to do this.
最后要嘅结论就话,
so in conclusion,
你我都系蒙天召嘅人.
Both you and I, we are of a people of the heavenly calling.
系神嘅呼召.
It is God's calling.
要我哋走呢条天路,
for us to walk along this heavenly path.
虽然我哋还仍喺地上边,
even though we still live on this earth,
但我哋却要过一个在天嘅生活,
we need to live a heavenly life.
主系咁样经历过嚟嘅,
this is how the Lord lived His life while on earth.
佢系喺地上边,
while He lived on earth,
但系佢系过着属天嘅生
活, even though He lived on earth, He lived a heavenly life.
你我都是被主分别出来。
Both you and I, we have been called and separated out.
你我都是说愿意跟随耶稣的人。
And you and I have confessed to say that we want to follow the Lord.
因此我们有一个身份，我们是属神的子民。
So we have a new position. We are the people, the citizens of, people of God.
因为这样的缘故。
Because of that,
我们就要活出这个天国的实际。
Then we need to live out in practical terms.This heavenly calling.
但愿神向我们讲说话,
May the Lord continue to speak to us.
又带我们走在这条路上,
and that He will be the one to lead us along this heavenly path.
请我低头祈祷,
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
主啊, 我们再一次的感谢你,
Lord, once again we thank you.
因为你不单止呼召我们,
because not only have you called us,
作神的子民,
to become God's people,
并且你要呼召我们,
but you have called us,
要我哋跟随你,
to follow after you,
嚟到见证你,
to be a witness to you,
活出主你嘅自己,
to live out the Lord Himself.
主啊，求你就俾我哋有看见,
so Lord, we ask that you give us insight.
啊，唔单止我哋听完你嘅话,
not only that we would have heard it,
又并且叫我哋真系作一个跟随你嘅人,
but that we really would become individuals that follow after you.
活出基督的样式,
to live out the image of the Son.
主啊, 我们知道你在我们的身上面的心意,
we know that you have a heart of intent for us.
就是要我们被慕成神儿子的形象,
that we be molded into the image of the Son.
主啊, 真愿与我们都在你的面前来学习,
so may we really be your apprentice to learn.
啊, 叫主在我们中间来找到主耶稣的性格形象,
that we really would find the character and also the image of the Son in us.
主啊，但愿你用着你的圣灵再在我们中间来做开启的工作。
May the Holy Spirit continue to do His revealing work.
啊，叫我们都能够明白过来。
So that we can all understand this.
跟随主你。
To follow after you.
荣耀归回给你。
We give all glory back to you.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
In Jesus' name we pray.